I'm Denise.
She's a non-fiction editor.
And I'm Louise.
She's a fiction editor. And together, we're the Editing Podcast. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Editing Podcast. Today, we're tackling a topic that's on a lot of editors' minds right now: how to use AI tools ethically in editing.
Yeah, it is everywhere. AI this, AI that, and it's changing the way we all work. But as editors and proofreaders, we have to think carefully about what ethical use looks like.
Exactly. So the question isn't really whether we should use AI, not for some of us at least. It's how to use it responsibly without undermining trust, confidentiality, or quality.
Yeah, so we can't do this episode without starting with the basics. When we talk about AI in editing, we're not just talking about flashy generative stuff like ChatGPT.
Right, it's the whole spectrum. Think about tools like Grammarly or Pro Writing Aid. They use forms of AI or machine learning.
And there's AI on our phones, in the search engines we used, even in software like Microsoft Word, where its editor feature now uses AI under the hood.
And some editors are also experimenting with generative AI to summarise, rephrase, or create examples. So the key thing that we have to recognise is that these tools can assist with editing tasks. What they shouldn't do is replace human judgment.
Exactly. AI can speed up parts of the process, but it can't replicate the critical thinking, the context, and the nuance that a trained editor brings.
Yeah, so let's dig into the ethics first. There are a few big questions that we hear over and over again from editors and proofreaders.
Yeah, things like, is it safe to upload client text to AI tools? Or should I tell clients I'm using AI? Or even, who's responsible if AI introduces an error?
And these questions all boil down to the same themes: confidentiality, transparency, accountability, and respecting authorship.
Yeah, those core areas really cover it. So let's unpack them one by one, shall we? First up is confidentiality. So editors have an ethical duty, we think, to keep client material private.
Yeah, and that's where AI can get very risky. A lot of online AI tools, especially the free versions, store or process the text you input to improve their models.
Exactly. So if you paste a client's unpublished manuscript or thesis into an AI chatbot, for example, you might be breaching confidentiality, even if it's unintentional.
Yeah. So the safest approach is to avoid uploading client text unless you're certain that the tool doesn't retain or share data.
Yeah, or use local or privacy-first tools that run directly on your device. And always check what your contract or NDA says before using any automation. Getting permission is key.
Absolutely, yeah. So when in doubt, protect your client first. The convenience just is not worth the risk.
Ever, yeah. So ethical consideration two is transparency. So the question is, should editors tell clients when they use AI?
And we'd say yes, especially if the tools play a meaningful part in your workflow.
Exactly. I mean, most clients, that's a different thing. Yeah. I'm not sure what it is, but yeah. Most clients appreciate honesty. You might say, I use tools like Perfectit to catch consistency issues, but I always review every suggestion manually.
Yeah, that's simple, it's clear, and it reassures them that you, not a machine, are responsible for the final decisions.
And some editors even include a short AI use statement in their terms of service. AI tools might be used for mechanical checks only, but all editorial decisions remain human-made, or something like that.
Yeah, it's such a great way to set expectations right from the start. Yeah. I recently had a prospective client ask me what my position on AI was, because he'd looked at my terms and conditions of service and I didn't have anything in it at AI at that point. So yeah. I thought, yeah, people are definitely, you know, it's at the front of their mind. So you need to be upfront about it from the beginning. Yeah. Ethical principle number three is possibly the most important, and that is to keep human oversight at the core so that you're accountable.
Yeah, because you are. AI tools can be useful assistants, but they're not editors. They don't understand context, voice, or nuance.
Yeah, exactly. They can't tell when a deliberate stylistic choice is more effective than strict grammatical correctness.
Yeah, and so we always need to treat AI suggestions as starting points. You, the editor, are still the one who has to evaluate, confirm, or reject.
Yeah, and remember, if an AI tool introduces an error or makes an inappropriate change, you're still accountable.
Yeah, and that is the ethical line. You don't get to shirk responsibility. And if you use AI, you should do it to help inform your judgment, not replace it.
Yeah. So ethical consideration number 4 is about respecting authorship and avoiding plagiarism and misrepresentation. Generative AI can sometimes reproduce phrases or structures from its training data.
Yeah, and that means that if you use it to rewrite or generate text, you could accidentally introduce unattributed materials or even bias.
Yeah, and for that reason, editors should never use AI to ghostwrite text for clients unless it's explicitly agreed and disclosed.
And when using AI for marketing, say to brainstorm ideas for your own website, it's good practice to revise and humanise everything before you go to publish.
Exactly. And since you're an editor, this is where you shine anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you should be, yeah.
Yeah.
And that way, you're ensuring that it's your professional voice that's shining through, not some generic AI one.
Yeah. So let's talk about how we as professionals can stay informed and critical about this matter. The thing is, the AI landscape is changing so quickly that what's ethical today might look different next year.
Absolutely. And staying on top of those things is really hard. We need to stay curious and critical, because burying our heads in the sand won't help us. So reading up about data privacy, talking to peers in our community, and being honest about our approaches, all of that can help.
Yeah. The professional editorial community has been really active in its discussion of these issues. And it's really challenging to set sensible and realistic standards in such a fast-moving area, especially when opinions are opposite ends of the spectrum and everywhere else in between. Mm-hmm. But talking and sharing different views mindfully surely has to be the way forward.
I think so, yeah. There were some brilliant sessions at the Chartered Institute of Editing and Proofreading's 2025 conference about using AI mindfully. And I think that was such a good way of helping editors get their heads around the various issues. But honest self-reflection helps us too. So every few months, maybe ask yourself, how am I using AI? And does it still align with my values and my clients' expectations?
It's a really good habit to get into. I also think we need to be mindful of what we mean when we use the term AI, because it's not all the same thing, is it?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Yeah. So using ChatGPT is not the same as using ProWritingAid, not least because ProWritingAid uses licensed data sets and writing samples that authors have been paid to provide, whereas this isn't the case for some versions of OpenAI systems.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When you're making informed decisions, you really need to dig into the tool, don't you? And understand what any text you upload is used for and whether it's stored and reused.
Yeah, yeah. So how about we run through a few scenarios to see where some of the conundrums we might face sit on the ethical spectrum?
Okay. But let's caveat it that we're allowed to change our minds by the time the next episode is published.
Definitely, yes.
Okay. So here's one. An editor uses ProWritingAid to flag consistency issues and then reviews each suggestion manually. Ethical?
I'd say that's ethical. So the tool assists, but the editor's staying in control. But I do think the author and editor should have agreed beforehand that it's okay to use this tool as part of the editing process.
Absolutely agree. That's accountability and transparency right there. Plus, PWA isn't an open system.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's another scenario. Someone uploads an entire unpublished novel into ChatGPT to, and I'm doing air quotes here, rewrite it in a clearer style.
I think that's well dodgy. Completely unethical. That could easily breach confidentiality, and the editor's judgment is out of the loop.
Totally agree. Yeah.
Okay, one more. You use AI to draft an outline of a blog post, then refine it and add in the detail yourself.
Personally, I think that's fine. It's efficient and it's still ethical because the editor's expertise shapes the final result.
Yeah, exactly. The pattern is clear. AI can help, but humans have to take the lead.
Yes. So what about the other way around? You write your own blog post and ask AI to review it and suggest edits.
I think that's okay too, because it's your content. You're the original author. You just need to bear in mind where you're uploading it and under what terms, because it could be stored and used to teach the system's large language model.
Yeah. So you need to be sure you're protecting yourself, being ethical with yourself and your own content.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about the exciting bit, how editors are actually in a great position to shape how AI is used in publishing.
Yeah, so we're the people who safeguard clarity, accuracy, and author voice. Those values don't change just because the tools evolve. And so if we model responsible, transparent AI use, we help raise standards across the industry.
Yeah, it's not about fear, it's about professionalism. AI is just another tool in our kit, and it's ethics that guides how we use it.
Yeah.
So let's run through the key issues here. First, I think you and I agree that AI can be a fantastic support tool, but only when used thoughtfully, transparently, and responsibly.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And second, respect confidentiality, keep human oversight central, and be honest with clients about how you use it.
And third, keep learning and asking questions as the tech evolves, making sure that you understand each tool's different capabilities and, critically, their terms of use.
And if we do those things, we are, in fact, modelling good human editorial business practice. Yeah. Now, I've created a free checklist on my website that helps you think about your use and disclosure of AI, and we'll stick a link to that in the show notes for you.
Great. So that's it from us. We really hope this episode has helped you think about how you might use AI ethically in your professional life.
Don't forget that if you're one of our two-tier Patreon supporters, you can listen to a bonus episode in which we chat about our personal approach to AI.
Yeah, and thank you so much for supporting us by listening. Until next time, she's been Louise.
And she's been Denise. Join us again soon.
Bye.